first of all, are you worried about Beach Metal?
No, I'm not. I think this is just, we're looking at it. We looked at it the last couple of weeks. We had the bye week. We thought as we get more into the season, there may be a day or two that we hold them out. But nothing serious.
So it's more managing the old stuff than anything.
That's right.
Gotcha.
How about Hearns? Same deal?
Yeah, same thing with Hearns.
When you have two games in 5 days, how much does injuries, when the guys are on that line, how much does that have to weigh into consideration?
Well, I think that, you know, you don't want to look ahead. Don't ask the team to, but I think for me and our training staff, as we look at it, we talk about it. How do we manage these guys? And I think that was one thing with Beecham that came up.
You guys have been compared to the Raiders throughout the offseason because of the type of rebuilding you've done, draft and free agent this year. Do you compare yourself to other teams during the course of an offseason?
I try not to. You know, we've never been in a mode to compare us to other teams because everybody's so different, you know, in personnel and you know, where we're at. So I try not to.
Coach, Mercedes Lewis on Sunday is supposed to bring this 150th NFL game. What has he meant to this franchise in the time you've been here? And also, as he's gotten later into his career, how much of his value is pegged to what he brings to the locker room?
Right. Well, I would say, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is he's brought great strength. I know he's someone that I've leaned on as a head coach. He's been here, you know, our 4 years together. And he's someone that I can always go to and count on, and he'll speak the truth. And I think he's been great strength for me. He's been great strength for the team. And he's someone that they really think of as a leader. As far as playing ability, we felt like coming out of training camp, he had his best training camp since we've been here. So just his ability to constantly challenge himself, he takes great care of his body. He teaches our guys how to be a pro. He's in the training room doing things that, again, signs of taking care of his body that you can feel a lot of guys watching him and how he does it and how he handles himself. So he's just a true pro in all aspects of the game.
Did you hear from the league at all on the hit on Hearns? Helmet to helmet?
Yeah.
Did they say that that was the proper call?
I don't know if I can say that.
No.
I think there's some calls on there like that. I won't say which particular ones, but, you know, just look at where the initial contact is, you know. So that's a big part of it. Those are bang-bang plays, and when you look at it, you know, and you watch it slow on tape, you can imagine how tough a job it is. You know, where's the initial contact, and then does it slide up from there? So that was more the conversation we had.
Have you guys sent in more plays this year for review than you have?
I think initially we did, we still send some. I think they try to keep it to a limit, you know, like 8 or 10 plays to really show. We've had an ability to show maybe a few more, but it's more just questioning in terms of how do we teach our guys. If you see it this way, you know, how far, you know, it might be defensive holding, you know, on the perimeter. You know, you didn't call this, why? You called this one, why? So how can we teach our guys so they stay within the framework? So there's been more conversation like that this year maybe than in years past.
Another milestone guy is Tyson with number 100 this week. How impressive is that for a defensive lineman?
It is. You know, and Tyson, very similar to Mercedes. You know, both kind of quiet guys in their own way, but just come to work, and you know what you're getting from Tyson every day, every day. It was a challenging beginning part of the season for him being down. But he didn't waver. You know, he's got great faith. He counts on that, and the team really trusts him. So, great accomplishment for him.
Just how unique is Khalil Mack's speed to power move?
It is. I mean, I would venture to say that a lot of teams, you know, every week you put together a pass rush tape, and you look at maybe you put it together from other guys across the league. He's a guy that you would watch, you know, because he has that rare trait. He's got great speed, speed to power. And, you know, you can see how he utilizes it. So I know some for our guys, our younger rushers, you know, to watch a guy like that, you know, has been good for him. So he's very talented, very talented.
I guess Olsen said today he didn't foresee the struggles of the run game heading into the season. Just wondering your thoughts on that as well.
Well, you know, I think when we came out of preseason, we felt, you know, it felt like it was going in the right direction. And, you know, we're trying to find it because there's games when we look back at it and we say, you know what, there's some good runs in there. At times, we don't get as many opportunities to run the ball. Third down isn't as high as we'd like it. If you have a better third down, you get more ops, you stay in the field, you get a chance to run the ball a little bit more. And, you know, a lot of times the big runs come in the third and fourth quarter when you wear a team down. Well, just like last game, we were in a two-minute mode and we were throwing. In the first half, we had, what, three series. So it's, you know, you're constantly trying to find it. I mentioned that we looked at the whole run game as a pitcher. There's some runs that we particularly like and we feel good about. And there's some other ones that we feel with a couple tweaks, we can get those things going. So, I mean, we have a direction, you know, an area that we really want to improve on. And I think now we just got to have faith in it, you know, and just keep having trust that it will show up.